Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. If you find today's episode encouraging, would you consider sharing it with a friend today? Now, depending on your app, it may look different. One of the easiest ways to share this podcast is to go to weekdaypodcast.com, weekdaypodcast.com, and you'll find the current episode, which probably is today's, and there are share buttons there that you can easily post to Facebook or Twitter or email. We would love to encourage as many people as possible today. Today, we're talking about 7,000 promises. And one of the things that we truly believe in is preparing our hearts for what God wants to do during this season. And for a lot of us, we've been facing things in our life that aren't fun. In fact, we are facing hard things. In the middle of that, in the middle of hard things, it can be easy to maybe get discouraged. And it can be easy for our faith to maybe waver a bit or feel a little bit, just a little bit weaker. But that's the nature of hard things. Any crisis, any hard thing in our life has that potential. It has the potential of shaking our faith. But also in the middle of that, there's a flip side that can happen. That if you'll let the hard things in life do their job, sometimes that faith inside of you will begin to strengthen. There's a lot of examples of this, but King David is an obvious one. King David suffered great loss, including the loss of a child. And there's so many things that happened in his life that were just crazy. But after the crisis in his life, he wrote Psalm 27. And Psalm 27, verse 13, is a great reminder in the midst of this. He said, "I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Let me read that again. This is David writing in his darkest moment, in this dark season of his life. He said, "I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." The thing that helped David in that dark time was his belief in God's goodness, and that belief in God's goodness kept him going. And I think that's probably true for you as well. It can be true for you as well, that even when you feel like life is hard, that maybe at times it feels unbearable, that you can, in the middle of that moment, still know in your head that God is still good. You can know that in your heart that God is still faithful, even when everything seemingly is going wrong. You can believe that God's goodness and faithfulness can pull you through it. You can believe that God has a plan for your life that is bigger, that is stronger than any obstacle, any hard thing that you're going through. Well, the question is, how do you stir that up? I mean, if you hear me say that and you're thinking, yeah, but I don't know that I believe that. How do you stir up that kind of faith? One of my recommendations is to hang out in the Word of God every single day. You begin to look in Scripture and say, where does it encourage me? And then also find the encouragement of friends around you. This is why I think every single person ought to have a group of friends that you're doing life with and you're studying the Word with and you're encouraging one another. You can call it a small group, you can call it a home group, you can just call it friends, but to have an intentional group of people that encourage you. The reason why today is called 7,000 is 7,000 promises is because there are more than 7,000 promises made in the Bible. And the reason why I want to encourage you to say spend the time in the Bible every single day is because there's no way you can live out a promise unless you know it's there. And so in other words, if you want your faith to increase during hard times, if you want to have a faith that can handle the ebb and flow of life and the hard things and the rough times, I want to encourage you to get to know the Bible, to spend time in it, studying it, thinking about it, memorizing it. Because as you do that, your faith in the goodness of God is going to grow, and you're going to be able to share that faith with your friends when they're going through a crisis. And what you're going to find is not only are you more stable and stronger, but you're going to be able to strengthen those around you. Can you imagine that? How powerful would it be to be the kind of friend that helps strengthen somebody else's faith? Man, I want to encourage you to spend some time in the Scripture and spend some time looking for the promises of God and see your belief in the goodness increase. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.